I think this is the first audio recording I've done in my den, my shed, my soon-to-be garden office. You know when you really got to do some work and you're actually quite enjoying it, you just don't want to stop till it's done, do you? Well, what is it? It's approaching 11 o'clock at night, and I have probably done enough for today. I've had such a crazy day. I had all intentions, get up at 9, get out there, start finishing with all the ceiling and staining and varnishing and everything that I've got to do. But for some reason, due to an influx of emails and all kinds of other stuff I had to attend to, I was also on standby as well, just in case my granddad got out of hospital, but unfortunately not today. So I had to make sure I was in the area in the morning. I eventually got out of the house at about 11, half 11, on a mission to try and find a tin, or two tins. Luckily, I got two tins in the end, of the stain that I've used for half of the inside, because obviously if you finish with a different kind of stain, it's going to look different. And I must have travelled around half of Cambridgeshire until I actually found somewhere. So, sorted, and those two tins are now soaking in to the remainder of the wood around me. All that's left to do before I can get the shelving, etc. sorted is do the floor, which is looking like very bare wood at the moment, and I've got a bucket of bloody expensive diamond hard floor varnish. So we'll see how that goes. It seems a shame to be putting it on pine, to be honest, but we'll see what it turns that pine into. I'll probably end up just flinging a big rug over the top anyway. But at the moment, it's feeling good, comfy, nice. I've got a work light on because, unfortunately, I forgot to change the pretty crap battery which is on the solar. And the solar lights in here, all six of them, only lasted about 2 hours, an hour and a half, before they started going out one by one. But all good. It's epic project. I've got a little bit of a buzzy head from the amount of stain fumes, even with the doors open, that I've been breathing. I'm looking forward to a bath. I'm looking forward to taking it easy for what's left of the night. I've had the monitor for the little boys as he's sleeping here, which actually reaches down the bottom of the garden, which is nice. And he slept like the proverbial baby, which is even nicer. Not a murmur, not a stir. I've been going back and checking up on him, because I'm on my Todd tonight, just babysitting. Babysitting and working and babysitting. And I probably need to drink something other than the highballs that I've been drinking. You know, music on, have a cocktail. I was having my own little painting party. So definitely got a lot done. Feeling very chuffed, and I'm going to call it a night. So that's how my Monday night has gone. Tomorrow, a day off, a play day. I'm staying at home with the lad. Probably go out, have an adventure somewhere if the weather's good. I wish he was old enough to sit on the back of a motorbike. Maybe I could gaffer tape him down or something. But yeah, just a lot of playing around tomorrow before a festival later in the week, which I should really prepare for. Whew! Right. Hot bath. And, I don't know, enough bubbles to get lost in.